saw my dentist today in my favorite chair. I left my cell phone on a plane going somewhere. I got a flat tire in the rain with no spare. The dog ate my homework, I swear, but it's all right. With you in my life, there's nothing wrong, and I can sing my song, and everything's okay. It's my greatest day ever.
Well, there you are. Welcome to Redemption's Table. It's the 1st of June, and we've just heard the first half of Greatest Day Ever, a song by Wayne Kerr, the Wayne Kerr Band. Wayne was at the table just 3 weeks ago on an episode entitled Braving. If you haven't listened to that particular episode, I encourage you to go back and give it a listen, and also check out Wayne's other music. You can discover it on whatever listening platform where you listen to music. But I just want to say thanks again to Wayne for not only being on the podcast recently, but also allowing us to share his song. Today we're talking about two words: simply live. Pause and ponder those two words. What do they whisper to your soul? Which direction do they sweep across your heart? What sparks do they fan into flame? What barriers do they raise in your mind to argue you away from their appeal? Simply live. Never underestimate the power of well-placed words. I live by that mantra. This podcast is based on that supposition. I mean, a few of my weekly guests are well known, but most are people you've never heard of. Yet a timely word has its own strength, notoriety or not. You never know when God is going to speak or through whom. With God, even donkey talk is within the realm of reason. The book of Numbers, chapter 22. Therefore, it should come as no surprise that the doorway to the thought processes that led to a rather unique approach to some of Jesus' most familiar words began with a bumper sticker on the back of a car that passed me 20 years ago on I-10 in El Paso. I mean, how random is that? Our family was headed to Tucson for a few days of vacation. I was not looking for inspiration, but as is sometimes the case on a long road trip, God chose this particular drive to be especially chatty with me. And I pulled some paper out of my briefcase. Hello, that dates itself. And I began to scribble thoughts and impressions as God bounced them off my soul. And somewhere in the midst of that Bible study on the highway, a car passed by on my left, and those two words arrested my attention: simply live. Amidst the concrete canyons known as El Paso, those words echoed through my mind: simply live. Above the din of three-lane traffic with commuters and tourists vying for position, they challenged: simply live. Across the trickle known as the Rio Grande River, where cinder block and rebar press up against high-rise and polished brass, they whispered, simply live. Life speeds forward at an alarming clip. Our days in the sun are but a few, and then we are on to eternity. So while it is still called today, make it count. Simply live. Simple has always appealed to me. Log cabins, front porches, rocking chairs, evening breezes, fireflies, good friends, and sober mesa, that's Spanish for after dinner conversation. I mean, I just like simple. Or to borrow a line from an old commercial, a Pork and Beans commercial, simple pleasures are the best. Or I think of the Shaker classic, Simple Things. 'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free. Now, I have no idea what became of the notes I took that day, back 20 years ago, but I never forgot that bumper sticker. It stuck. It induced ponder. I wondered what it would look like to simply live. I already knew where to find the source of life itself. His name is Jesus. He emphatically declares himself so. John 14:6, he says, I am the life. I am the way, the truth, the life. He promises life with a capital L to anyone who surrenders their existence to his abundance. John 10:10, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I know life. I've been following Jesus since I was 10 years old. The longer I have walked with him, the more I am continually undone by the things he did and the words he said. This is true now, and this was true then back in 2003. Because at that point, my journey as a Jesus follower had left me with more than my share of bruises, wounds, and disillusionment. The fallout from walking through a broken world in broken skin. Every pain cried for remedy. More than a few books were added to my shelves as I sought solution and absolution. I mean, a person's library and their prescription cabinet are not that far removed. Both may be filled with good intent, and both often include specific directions to follow, but sometimes all those multi-cures and multi-directions compound rather than alleviate. My spiritual soil was busted up and wide open when those two words came my way, simply live. In the weeks that followed, it became my heart's desire to discover all it meant to simply live. Jesus had already issued an invitation to do so. Matthew 11:28-30. Are you tired? Worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened. Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Walk with me and work with me. Take my yoke upon you. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. In the spring of 2004, I drilled down on my favorite portion of the New Testament, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It encompasses 3 chapters and 109 verses of the Gospel of Matthew. It is the most countercultural message that has ever been proclaimed. It flipped almost everything the Jewish people believed about God upside down and then some. And it has been puzzling, troubling, and illuminating every generation that has heard it since. As I dove into those words with fresh eyes and a hungry heart, I was struck down deep by Jesus' opening remarks. My imagination flashed back to a westbound highway under a West Texas sky. The wind of a passing vehicle whispered admonition. 2 words hung on the wind, simply live. The way to do this had been right in front of me all of the time. The Beatitudes. I mean, talk about a lead to a message series. I reread the first 10 verses there in Matthew 5, those words in red. I hit my stopwatch. I reread them again slowly. Click, 137. The secret to the simplicity we all seek, succinctly summed up in 1 minute and 37 seconds. There were no personalized car tags or bumper stickers present that day 2 millennia ago when Jesus sat down on a mountainside to teach. No automobiles, no mid-sized SUVs, no parking lots, no valet parking for the overflow multitude that had gathered to hear him speak. Yet when Jesus began the message known today as the Sermon on the Mount, with 8 penetrating exclamations regarding the essence of life known today as the Beatitudes, those 8 elocutions could easily be summed up as Jesus' definition of what it means to simply live. With 8 bold strokes, Jesus tells us what our lives are to be about. The Beatitudes are not the Enneagram. He's not describing 8 distinctive personalities here, as perhaps we've been led to believe, but one personality, one individual who has learned what kingdom living is all about, one individual who has learned and is learning how to simply live. It was as if someone climbed the mount with Jesus that day just to request, "Hey, Jesus, teach us how to live. Tell us what life is about." And Jesus replied, "Okay, here you go." And the marveling began. The first word out of Jesus' mouth is blessed or blessed. In the Greek language of the New Testament, the word is makarios. Makarios. It is a challenging word to translate into English. It is occasionally translated happy, but happy falls way too short. Happiness is based on happenstance or a happening, but true blessedness is a continual state. Now, the ancient historians referred to the Isle of Cyprus as Hei Makaria, the Blessed Isle. Cyprus was described this way because the climate was so perfect, the soil so fertile, and the natural resources so plentiful and complete. The one who dwelt in Cyprus never needed to go beyond it to find their perfect happiness and all their needs supplied. And this gives us some insight into the life Jesus is about to describe. It is also complete. It is also rich and fertile. It also requires nothing extra to perfect it. After exploring Jesus' 8 Beatitudes, you'll realize these 8 are enough. These 8 challenges will stretch us from mere existence to life. The first word out of Jesus' mouth is blessed. The second word out of Jesus' mouth did not actually come out of Jesus' mouth. The word are or is that you see occasionally in some translations included in each beatitude, blessed are, blessed is, the word is not in the original Greek manuscripts. And this is incredibly significant because instead of being statements, the Beatitudes are exclamations. Instead of being encouragements of what could be in a life simply lived, they declare what is. I suspect the Beatitudes have been memorized more times than they have mesmerized. Yet, Jesus' declarations call for deeper meditation. We might be a little too familiar with these words to hear them anymore. I mean, imagine yourself one of the disciples who heard this message for the very first time. Consider how it begins. Oh, the bliss of the poor. Oh, the bliss of the sorrowful. Oh, the bliss of the hungry and thirsty. Oh, the bliss of the persecuted. Someone in that crowd had to think, this guy is off his rocker. This carpenter is one nail shy of full bushel. This rabbi is one statement away from picking daisies with demoniacs over in the land of the Gadarenes. There's no bliss in being poor. There's no bliss in a heavy heart. There's no bliss in a bloated belly. This is radical teaching. I love the Beatitudes. I've had several opportunities to share what God gave me and the understanding to teach these Beatitudes through the years. Those eight original Beatitude messages have continually undergone revision and expansion as Jesus keeps taking me deeper into his intent. When these words were first spoken, they still cause me to marvel, because right there in the Beatitudes is what it looks like to really follow Jesus. God's Spirit just keeps bringing me back to this. Back in 2022, toward the end of the year, I begin to feel a conviction, a leading. I'm supposed to teach the Beatitudes in as many different settings as God opens doors in 2023. And perhaps you're listening today because God wants to use you to open a door somewhere, wherever you are. Perhaps you're listening today because I'm about to encourage you this summer to take some time to meditate on these words found in Matthew 5, 1 through 12. This is radical teaching. These are sayings that no one could hear for the first time without shaking their head. This is the kind of stuff that could get you ousted from your circle of friends. This is the kind of stuff that could get you crucified. This is the kind of stuff that could change your world. I mean, by all means, gather these words into the tinderbox of your memory bank, but let them breathe. Place a magnifying glass over them, expose them to the light of the world, and watch your comfortable definition of life go up in holy smoke. Mine has. For until you do, you'll not have a clue of what it means to live, simply or otherwise. But oh, the bliss Jesus promises if you dare to trust him and try. Simply live. But as I am slowly beginning to realize, this is not an admonition to try. This is a long surrender until what is, is. Well, thanks for sitting down today at the table. Oh, the bliss of the summer you are about to experience. May these words be true wherever you are. Thanks again to Dwayne Kerr and the Wayne Kerr Band. We're going to listen to the second half of that song, Greatest Day Ever. May whatever it is you are experiencing today, may you realize the day that we are given, each day that we are given, is truly the greatest day ever. So until next week.
I'm sorry, officer, I didn't see the sign, but I do appreciate the large fine. I checked my bank account today and it's blowing up minus signs. Seems like it's rained for a year. Where is the sunshine? But it's alright with you in my life. Yeah, there's nothing wrong, and I can sing my song, and you can sing along. It's my greatest day ever. Greatest day ever. Makes me wanna sing. Everything's all right
everything's okay. It's my greatest D, and everything's okay. It's my greatest D. It's my greatest day ever.
Exactly.